Friday, we had a long discussion about peanuts not being served at the Yard Goats games this coming season.
Yes, we did.
And it went back and forth and around
it was
and
nuts.
All different. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
All different opinions and whatnot, and we got Tim on from the Yard Goats now. Chaz and AJ Sports Buzzer, powered by Road Ready Used Cars. Tim Restall is the president of the Yard Goats.
You're great.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey.
How did you guys come to this decision? Was it difficult, and what's the reaction been?
So during the off season, this is our time to plan, get ready for the upcoming season, and we actually met with two mothers that have children that have severe food allergies. And as we were talking to them, and I said, you know, beyond nuts, right? So the type of thing that, you know, you just, you know, it's, you read about and you're absolutely, you know, petrified if you're a parent to ever have to go through something like this. So we, you know, I asked them, I go, what do you take your kids out to eat? And they're like, we don't. It's not worth it because if something's wrong, it's a 911 call. And as a parent, you think about that, and it's like, well, okay, I definitely understand that. And I said, well, after we left, I said, what if we just remove peanuts from the ballpark? And we started looking at it, and, you know, obviously we're a business, so we looked at how many bags of peanuts we sold and such, and we said, you know what? If we eliminate one item, and we sell over 200 and some odd items at the ballpark for food and beverage, if we eliminate one item that allows one kid to come into the ballpark, it's worth it. So that was the essence of how we came to that decision.
I think it's a great thing. I want to go back to the math of this, though, because businesses operate on math.
Yeah.
So the peanuts weren't bringing in a ton of money.
Right. So
right?
Okay.
Correct. Well, right. And that wasn't a ton of money. We sold over 10,000 bags of peanuts last year.
How much is a bag of peanuts?
Over $4.
Right.
So, you know, we sell a lot of peanuts, but we want the ballpark to be everyone's ballpark, right? And that's part of it. And so, you know, that's the way we looked at it. And if we can eliminate one item that, you know, we sell and allow someone to come in, it's a no-brainer for us.
What about other nut products, though? What about, like, Snickers bars or, like, candy bars that have nuts, Payday, stuff like that?
Yeah, you know what? The Cracker Jacks is one of the items, but after that, the only other peanut item that we had was like a nut topping for a sundae. So there's really three items that we were selling that were peanut focused, and that was, you know, that's really all.
And nothing's cooked in peanut oil?
Wait, does that mean all of those things are gone? So the peanuts, the Cracker Jack, and the peanuts for the ice cream, all gone?
Gone. Yep.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Hmm. What will you replace those with?
You know what? We've had so many even local businesses reach out with, you know, whether pumpkin seeds or sunflower seeds, or, you know, someone said you should get circus peanuts, you know, so you still have peanuts, but they're circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah, the marshmallow things, yeah.
The marshmallow thing. We'll have something there.
Right.
And, you know, I think fans will just, you know, have a different item rather than peanuts.
Gotcha. Right. Just loving the hot dogs.
So you haven't decided what the replacement is yet?
For the food items, not really. Yeah, we're starting a contest this week about the song, because if you think about the seventh inning stretch,
yeah,
there's peanuts and Cracker Jacks in the song.
Are you guys the first ballpark in America to do this?
Yeah, we had reached out to Minor League Baseball and asked them if they had heard anyone, and based on our search on the web and looking at, we haven't found another team that has been peanut free.
And have you received blowback or pressure or negative reaction from other teams, fans?
Not other teams, some fans. You know, anytime you make a change, people, you know, and they don't understand. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine on last week, and he's like, well, just tell the kids not to eat the peanuts. And I go, you obviously don't understand peanut allergy. It's not as simple as not eating peanuts. It's the peanut shells and, you know, getting in the air and being airborne and, you know, and it's also, you know, the stress of the peanuts. So now, with it being removed, we know fans and parents can come that have peanut allergies that can enjoy a game and not worry about the guy behind you,
right,
you know, dropping peanut shells on your kid, which would be a 911 call.
Have you discussed, or did you discuss during the process, making a section that's
nut-free?
Nut-free.
We've talked about about sections that are nut-free. We talk about, we do nut-free, we did it last year, two peanut-free nights. But the problem is that it just takes one shell, right? So it's one shell, someone, you know, carries it over to that section, and, you know, it's not worth the risk.
Right.
Have you tried hazmat suit night?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Hazmat suits. And it has like the Yard Goats logo on it. The kids will love it.
You know, it's funny. We were bitching. I want to be honest. We were bitching a little bit on Friday about it.
I was bitching a lot about it.
AJ, I didn't want
to. I would have got on and I would have loved to hear it.
I went livid.
You know what? AJ went bananas, mm-hmm. and then it lasted for about an hour.
Right.
And we had a number of different people call up with different points of view. And one parent called and said, I was just like you guys. And then I had a kid who's allergic to peanuts.
Right.
And he kind of brought us through how difficult it is and how deadly it is.
Yeah.
And we had some people get outrageously angry at us.
Yeah, like spitting
blood.
And
it became this whole thing. There's a lot of passion for this.
Quite a bit of passion.
Oh, my goodness. I've worked in baseball for 20 years, and some of the things I've been called via email about this, I have never thought I would ever be called.
Right.
Yeah, like
I'm a communist because I guess they don't allow peanuts in Russia. Other comments I can't say on the air. But,
right.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the things that if you don't understand how it affects and you don't understand what it means for a kid, you know, when a kid has to go trick-or-treating and wear gloves because he can't touch the candy, and when he goes to a birthday party, they have to bring his own separate cupcake because they can't eat that. To let him to come into the ballpark and be normal,
right,
and to enjoy a game for sacrificing one item not to be sold, it's an easy decision for us.
Yeah. Right, and we were pitching on the air, and then we're like, well, when's the last time we were there eating nuts?
Right, it's true.
We go and we eat hot dogs and stuff. Like, we don't even go anywhere near the nuts.
Fries.
So what do we
mm-hmm.
care? And
yeah.
we're bitching. So.
Exactly right. I just like to bitch.
Yeah, well, you want your options. First of all, you don't want to be told what you can and can't do.
Thank you.
That's part of it. But when you understand the bigger picture, and if Joey can come to a game and the parents don't have to worry about, you know, their experience at the game and have a great time, why would we deprive them of seeing baseball, you know?
Ron from Lyme has a good question. What if someone tried to bring a bag of peanuts into the ballpark? In other words, they sneak it in a bag or whatever.
Well, we do bag checks, and we check things, and our staff is well trained, and, you know, we have a lot of staff that works ushers and ticket takers and such, and if anyone brings it in, they'll be escorted off the property.
Are we still in nutmeg state?
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
So would they be banned for the season or just asked not?
We haven't talked about banned for the season because we want to make sure that, you know, people understand, but, you know, they might be on a watch list going forward.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Imagine being on that watch list.
I'm on the peanut watch list at Yard Goat City.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah, when the guy with the plastic glove comes out.
Yeah. Well, at least you're taking it seriously, right. So that's good.
Yeah.
Very seriously, and it's not something, you know, it's not something to joke, you know, we joke about it, but, you know, we're going to take it very seriously because we keep our promises, and that's one of them is that we're going to be peanut free.
Right. Well, I didn't like it Friday. I like it now. I don't know how AJ feels. I won't ask him because you're on the phone.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And then, you know, Phil mentioned this Friday, and it's a good point. Now you get this whole promotion out of change in the words.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as we started doing it, we said, you know, we're going to, you know, we call it Change the Game, but literally the song, and we're like, well, let's do a contest. And the funny thing, and listen, I understand the tradition of baseball, and I love that, but this song was created in 1908. And in 1908, the first coffee filter was, you know, invented. The first Model T came off the production line, and the first airplane flew with a passenger. And that's 111 years ago. So times have changed, and, you know, we're going to have some fun with this and, you know, and really, you know, celebrate our decision.
I got your lyrics right here. Lose all the things that my kid can't eat. There you go, done.
Mm. Well, he'll put that on the list.
There you go, see?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no way to know.
It's the list that's going into the garbage can, but he's putting it on
the shredder.
All right, well, this gives us an opportunity to be creative, and we can help you with that.
There you go. So.
Yeah, I love to listen in and get some ideas and see and, you know, enroll everyone in it.
And not for nothing, you guys have done a great job. It's really neat to have a really cool place to go and watch a game.
It is very nice.
And not have to go to New York or Boston, not have to pay $1 million to bring the kids out for a day.
Right.
It's you've done a great job there with that team.
It's true.
Thank you, guys. We've been very fortunate. You know, one of the things that the ballpark has been voted the last 2 years is, you know, best ballpark in all of AA baseball. And it's a fan voting. So, really, the fans have really come out and enjoy the ballpark. And when it comes time to voting, they really step up. So, thank you for the compliment.
Oh, there's nothing better than a game there on a beautiful night. Ugh, it's the best. All right, Tim Restall, President, Hartford Yard Goats. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Guys.
Why does Dawn look confused?
I guess my stomach made a noise, or I didn't hear it because I have my earphones. He goes, "Is that your stomach?" I'm like, "What? No."
Blaming it on you.
Why does AJ look aggravated?
Was it me?
I didn't think
Dawn
it was
looks
me.
Confused. AJ like, looks what? Aggravated.
I think it's his like it was his stomach. He's just like throwing shine at somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, is that you?
Is that what Phil does?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's kind of, it's like a Jedi mind trick.
You're like, Phil, do you do that?
No.
Yeah, I'm guessing you do.
It's a Jedi mind trick. You know, maybe it was your stomach.
Yeah.
I guess my stomach made a noise.
I only heard it in my right ear. She's standing to my right, so it made sense that way.
Are you sure it was a stomach noise?
Right. I would know. And stop.
Right. When the canary falls off the perch, you know what happened. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Dawn was on Friday, and she told us the story of how she's tidying up.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought, I have some shoes. Let me see if I can sell them.
Right.
And it wasn't women looking for them. They were guys, and they wanted to smell them.
Yes.
So they were looking for worn shoes.
Worn shoes.
Thought, all right, we're going to give Dawn a little assignment, and she thankfully agreed to do it.
Right.
She's going to take shoes from Pam. She's going to take Dawn's shoes. Mm-hmm. And then, AJ, you have shoes?
I have a pair that I wore for the Walk a Mile in her shoes.
Excellent.
Oh. Yes.
And then Jennifer donated a pair of
shoes. Oh, she did? That.
Donated? You tell her? Or you
they
just
better not be
them?
Like Louboutins or something.
What's a Louboutin?
What are those?
Fancy.
Those
are the red bottoms.
Oh.
Oh,
is that Louboutin?
Right. No, red bottoms. Amanda wears those.
Yeah, red bottoms. Yeah, they're the fancy ones.
Holy underwear.
Oh,
those are yours?
Yeah. They do exist.
We should try to sell those too.
We should sell those.
Japanese business would like that one. They make soup out of it.
Oh, those are cute.
No, those are.
These are mine.
All right.
So you can see the toe impressions.
Oh, actually, can I have them?
Okay, those are
dreamy. What size are those?
I don't know what size.
Oh, I could never walk in them.
It's written
never
on the
mind.
It's written on the bottom.
I would pay to see you walk in these.
Oh, I would die.
It's written on the bottom.
I'd break my legs.
Who was it? Nick Swartzen who did this whole thing in girls in heels when they get drunk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they can't
the
walk.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say?
I just take mine off.
Am I allowed to say?
What size?
Pam wants to know what size those are.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah. How?
7.5 medium.
Those are my size. That's my size.
We have a buyer.
That's not fair.
Can I do a trade? These Converse for those fancy.
Those are awful.
You said worn. These are my worn. These are my most worn sneakers.
Worn, not die a horrific death.
Oh my, Pam.
I think those are garbage.
Somebody.
I think you have to thank them for their service and then toss them in the can.
There's a cure for cancer in those things.
I saw them this morning. I was like, I almost don't want to get rid of them because these are the perfect. If you're just like going to the beach, you just want to like walk on the beach. You could get these sandy. You don't have to worry about ruining them. I've had these for like a decade.
Dawn, do you think you get any money for that?
No.
No.
I think those guys.
No, those are bad.
No, I think
maybe if I share the story behind them.
I bet you the well-worn shoe guys would pay top dollar for
you
that.
You think so?
No, because those aren't sexy.
So.
No, because I think they want sexy shoes.
No,
those
no, they want the funk.
These could be sexy. These are like cute.
They want the funk is what they want. They want to go, oh my God, this is so horrible. I'm a terrible person.
She's so offended.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see actually dog hair in them.
That's toe hair.
That's funny.
Don't touch the bottom.
That's really funny.
That's toe hair.
I'm sure someone will pay for those.
That's mold.
So Don's going to take these shoes, and you're going to put it on the website.
I'm going to put them on. Yep.
What's it called?
Let go.
Let go.
Right. Let go. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a tag sale website, right?
Yes.
Right. It's almost like a Craigslist.
But all over the place.
Oh, my God. There's beach sand in here. I swear to God, you have sand? To see this.
And look, and part of the sandwich.
Because this is like when I go to the beach, I walk on the beach with these sneakers.
Right.
I almost don't want to give. Oh, there is a hole. Uh-huh.
Don't give them. Keep them, Pam.
No. I want to see
them. I want to see the beach sand.
I'm
going to
go on record right now by saying someone's going to buy those. So those have a high funk factor. Those guys definitely buy that.
But they're not
AJ
sexy.
AJ seems like he's a foot expert.
No, I'm just saying.
We know he has a foot fetish.
Judging by what she said, how the guys want them really worn, I'm saying those are going to get money.
Yeah, but look at these.
No, but I do think they want sexy.
These are sexy. These are, I can't say it, but these are.
What, like stripper shoes? Is that what you're going to say?
I was going to say something else.
Oh, F-me shoes.
You say slutty?
F-me shoes, yeah. Right? That's what they call them.
CFMs. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those are sexy.
Oh, and they're worn.
You can
see the bottom.
Yeah.
You can't fake this.
Yeah, you can see where toes are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. And then you can see this mark in the heel.
Oh, there's a dent in it. There's a dent.
Yeah.
When it hit the wall?
No, I mean, the toe prints, like there's like a dent.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, these are well-worn. Those are cute.
And then you could tell that right here, this was the drunk night.
On the heel part?
Oh, yeah.
I hit the curb.
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting on the side of the curb, drunk night.
It's tough to power park sometimes.
I don't know what that is. I've never had shoes do that.
You've never had that happen.
I usually lose my shoes, so I have no idea what they look like in the morning.
You wake up in the morning like, where's my shoes?
I do all the time. My girlfriends are like, oh, you left your shoes here. I'm like, I know. Or I'll find a pair in somebody's car like a month later. I'm like, oh, there are my shoes.
Right.
At least I made it home.
Her walk of shame was flat. Flap.
Yeah. I've walked barefoot before.
Not quite sure where my shoes went.
That's okay. Yeah.
It happens.
I haven't died.
No, they came home early.
It defines a good night.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so you're going to take these shoes.
Yes.
You're going to take Pam's shoes,
and
we're going to try to sell them.
Right.
And then 2 weeks from now, we'll have you on, and we'll talk about which shoes sold.
Who commanded the most.
For how much.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
That's cool.
And then everyone who goes to this profile, they're going to see your picture, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. You don't sound happy about that.
Only because it freaked me out last time. A little bit, right?
Yeah, but now you're in business here.
No, but you don't meet the person who...
No. You can.
We're going to have Street Pete
deliver
the shoes.
Okay.
Street Pete will handle the exchange.
Okay.
So you won't have to meet anyone.
Yeah, he's delivery guy.
All right. All right.
Safe.
Dawn, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Street Pete is here, and we're doing a round of why are you at court today? Let's start with James. We don't even know if James knows.
All right, what's your name?
James Allsworth.
What are you here for today?
6th degree larceny.
All
right, hold on.
Right. Is that bad?
Sounds like he knows.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's like lower level, right? Because first degree
would be
bad.
6th degree, where are we here? The first degree is the worst?
I believe so.
Is it? Oh, I thought like first would be. Like,
I thought that's what I thought. Too.
Yeah, like 6th would be like you took a candy bar from the store, you know, something like that.
Wait, what?
I thought 6th degree would be like lower, like first degree murder. Would be like the top and like 6th degree.
Right, that's what I think.
Yeah.
6th degree is a lower level.
Yeah, like nothing. Yeah, like why even here?
But he stole a bike, so that's why it's 6th degree.
Like well, a bicycle?
How do you not know the degrees? You know everything else.
I know everything but larcenies. I never stole.
Oh, okay.
Well, I never got caught.
But you know how the degree system works.
Yes, I do.
So first is the worst.
First is the worst. Always.
Okay.
Okay. So low level.
He's 6th.
So he's low level. Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, that's almost like you want to say, just go.
Yeah, why even here?
Right.
Yeah, pay a fine, get out of here.
All right, let's find out.
What are you here for today?
6th degree larceny.
You're saying that with confidence. What'd you do?
Well, that's what they said. I mean, so it's a long story. I mean, my brother.
What'd you steal?
A bike.
Okay.
That's very good, Pete.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a long story. What'd you steal?
Right. I'm like a prosecutor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What'd you steal?
Get
right.
to it.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Right.
You're going to raise taxes? Yes or no? Pete's come from the Chaz and AJ interviewing school.
Yep.
Right. It's a long story. What'd you steal?
Start from the end.
Yeah, start from the end and then work your way back.
Cut to the chase, pal.
My brother.
What'd you steal?
A bike.
Okay.
Well, it stems back 4 years ago. My brother tried to help him out, held some pot. He was on probation. I got caught with the pot. Now I'm on probation. And it's just a bunch of, you know, bullshit. The court system really, they're just trying to f*** you.
So what are you here for?
That's their motto.
Can you hear my voice?
Pot, though.
Yeah,
so aggravated sometimes with these criminals.
Why in court today?
Why
I beat some guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's the court system that you had hot.
I got tired of his ass. I just beat the F out of him.
I like how it's his brother's fault.
Right.
my idiot brother with the weed, and then he got in trouble, and I got his weed, and then I got caught. Well, don't get caught with the weed.
It's an idea. Don't hold stuff for somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. Done.
All right.
So what are you here for today? What'd you do now?
So there's this woman, Janet. She's my probation officer. She's smoking hot.
Hold on.
Smoking hot, Janet. Oh, yeah, very nice.
Why did he bring up the weed thing? It doesn't sound like that has anything to do.
He's trying to justify what he did.
Oh, that's why he's on probation.
Right, the pot.
Because of the weed.
Right.
All right. Okay, gotcha.
She's my probation officer. She's smoking hot. Damn. If she's out there, I want to give her a shout out. I've been trying to get her number for weeks now. But so I had a meeting with Janet.
Wait. You have her number. You have to talk to her every week.
No, like her personal number.
Oh. That's a good catch.
Like go out for drinks number.
That's appropriate.
Is that allowed on probation?
Yeah, right. No, it's against the law.
Exactly.
This guy wants her number.
Yeah, plus that whole clientele thing, you know?
Mm. What's that?
You can't do that. You can't mix business and pleasure.
Right. That's what we just said.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Nope.
Go ahead.
That's inappropriate, but okay.
Maybe have her come over and roll a couple.
Okay.
You know? But, so...
Now I don't even know if I'm believing this guy anymore.
Now it's going just for show.
I don't.
I'm going to roll a couple joints with my hot probation officer.
Trying to be funny.
Right.
Okay. I got caught, so let me try to be funny.
He's going for comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to have a meeting with her today. Got high. Lost track of time. So I didn't want to be late for my meeting. It's a violation.
Right.
I'm not trying to break the law. So my neighbor just got this brand new bike, 10-speed. So I took it. Tried to ride it to the meeting.
No.
Guy called the cops like an ass. I mowed that guy's lawn for 3 years, and he called the cops on me. I couldn't believe it. I was going to return it, as far as he's concerned. I mean,
so you stole a bike to go to court to fight a larceny.
No, I'm in court now for the larceny for stealing the bike. I was just trying to make it.
Where are you standing? Because I hear outdoor sounds, but I hear kind of a bounce back, which suggests you're inside.
Well, it was raining, so we were in a doorway with the door open.
Ah, okay,
gotcha. Right. That car came close. Like, get out of the street, Pete.
Is this guy real? Holy crap.
Wow.
They see the shirt. It's like, all right, now it's time for showtime.
Where do you find a new 10-speed nowadays?
Right. But, this guy kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a victim of circumstance.
Exactly. Just trying to meet his hot probation officer on a 10-speed bike he borrowed from somebody.
Smoked some weed, passed out, woke up, he's late. What's he going to do?
Right. Should he be getting high if he's on probation? Wouldn't they test for that?
They usually make you pee in the cup.
Right.
Yeah.
He would get high before he went to see the probation officer.
Right. There's ways to get around that, Phil, the bladder, the little bladder thing.
It's
a bladder thing you put around your waist, and it's got a fake penis, and it keeps the body warm, or it keeps the urine warm. So when you go to a urinal, it looks like you're actually peeing.
Right. Do you have one?
No.
Okay, well, how do you know this, Pete?
He sells them. Drug test.
What?
It's all over the drug test sites. When you used to have to go beat a drug test, you'd...
When did you have to beat a drug test?
Oh, a lot. When I was using and stuff, and probations and stuff like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Sometimes you can...
Seems like it'd be easier just to stop doing the drugs.
But. Well,
nah,
easier said than done back then.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You have a good time, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Why stop when you can get a fake penis?
this is apple juice.
Straight Pete is here. He always finds a way to make noise.
Yeah.
Every week. If it's not his ring, it's his glasses.
He just ring off.
He punches the microphone.
You literally just threw your glasses.
Yeah.
I didn't know the mic was on. I'm sorry. I got my ring over here. Too.
You didn't hear us talking?
Yeah. Matthew in Norwalk, because he can explain 6-degree larceny.
How are you?
Hey.
All right. Listen, a few things. The guy left his probation officer high and dry because he didn't want to get there for being high. And getting a violation of probation. However, just committing the larceny itself, the larceny six, which is anything 250 or less, like AJ said, a candy bar or a bicycle, depending on how much the bike is. You steal a Cannondale bike, you might be looking at an L5 or an L4. The probation is going to be violated either way because he got the new arrest. So he's looking at a D felony for that, most likely.
So it would have been worse to miss the probation meeting, or
it would have been better. It would have been better to go to the meeting high, and instead of getting the new charge.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, and the Wizinator they watch you when you was an eight.
Oh wow. See, so, how can you pee when someone's
so watching they're on to that Wizinator.
Yeah, be there a week.
They are on to the Wizinator.
Oh.
Well,
back in Pete's day, they didn't know about the Wizinator.
Right.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. So they're on to it now. Mm. All right, well,
they're
thank you.
You got it. I'll send you guys some pens and T-shirts.
Please, thank you.
From
where? The Wizinator?
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, free shirts, free pens.
From court or where?
I don't know.
He's definitely in the legal field.
He's giving us a wardrobe.
All right, we're talking to James, who has the hots for his probation officer. He has a weed charge. He's on probation. And then he smokes weed, falls asleep, doesn't want to miss his probation meeting, steals a bike, gets arrested for 6th-degree larceny. Now he's outside the court talking to Pete.
You stole a bike to go to court to fight a larceny.
No, I'm in court now for the larceny for stealing the bike. I was just trying to make it.
Oh, today's for the bike.
Yeah, I was just trying to make it to my probation meeting.
All right, you're
for a false
but
weed charge.
For a bike.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't smoking the weed.
But
I just
the other stuff was for just.
Yeah, they're just out to get me. Okay. You know, this just seems like everybody's out to get everybody.
You stole a bike.
They're just trying to hurt a brother, you know? It doesn't make any sense.
You stole a bike, though.
I didn't steal a bike. I borrowed a bike.
To go to court.
Borrowed a bike to meet a probation officer that might have turned into drinks later. So really, I borrowed a bike for a potential date.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see any wrong here. You borrow things from friends all the time. Told you, I mowed that guy's lawn. Okay. Never charged him.
You realize your story's all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's cool with
it's
it.
It's all over the place.
He's cool with it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Boy, I love this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you listen to the way he tells it, it really doesn't seem like it's his fault.
No.
Yeah.
It was his brother's weed. He was just holding it to help his brother.
Right. I'd be like.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's a confident criminal.
Right.
He gets caught, gets probation, gets a hot probation officer.
Right.
It's like, I'm going to go off drinks with her.
Right. I say yeah, you say?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All opposed?
Yeah.
That's her.
It's like a cupcake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing with cupcakes. Mm. They never really, yeah. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
What?
I disagree.
Really?
Completely.
Ken disagrees?
She doesn't disagree. She disagrees.
Yeah.
Exactly. She'll never say,
yeah,
to a hot dog or a cupcake.
Yeah, but then he steals a bike to make it to probation.
Right.
Yeah.
In his mind.
And he gets caught. And
right.
It's still not his fault. He was borrowing.
Yeah. Should have pedaled faster.
Right. He did cut the guy's lawn.
Yeah, 10
for
feet.
Free.
He cut the guy's lawn for 3 years.
Yeah.
No, he never said for free.
He said he never charged him.
Yeah, he said he never
did
charged
he?
Him. Yeah.
Ah, I missed that.
Right.
Did I miss that?
Yeah.
Damn. So, do we ever hear what happened to him?
Yeah.
This is kind of it. This is the end, right?
Right.
We
no
don't
idea.
Know. So he
could be
in.
Locked up for all we know.
Oh, I wish you stayed to get, like, the details. Right. Like, did he get the date?
Yeah, like
did he ask her
like
out?
People's
what
court.
Happened? Yeah.
Yeah, like, you want to be outside the courtroom, and then he walks out. And if he doesn't walk out, you know.
Right. If he's let out, big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do need to start getting the beginnings and then coming back after lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
And getting their outcomes. That's a good idea.
Or get their number, too, if you don't get them after.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why are you in jail now?
Right. Even if you got their phone number, we can call them today.
Right.
So, in other words, at 8:30, we do.
All right, I'm writing that down.
First audio.
Yeah.
And then we get them on the phone. So, what happened?
That one free call they get, then call us.
The follow up. But if you hear some of these names, they sound made up. So, who knows if they're going to have the phone number?
What do you mean?
It's James Stopalopoulos, whatever he called himself.
So he's Greek.
That's not real.
Greek people don't exist.
I mean, I do know Stamfopoulos, but come on. That's what are the odds of seeing that twice?
Okay, so Jane Doe, we'll talk to you later. Okay, John Smith.
If I'm going to make up a name, it's not going to be something I'm going to have a hard time with.
I wasn't the exotic.
Anopanopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalopalop I forgot what I was making up a name for, But I said, I already told him my first name, Charles. And I'm like, okay, what's your last name? I couldn't think of anything. And I said, Brown.
Oh, I was saying in charge.
And, like, and then it takes about a second. She goes, really? Charlie Brown.
Right. Yeah.
Just kidding. It's Charlie.
Yeah, really? Right. Charlie Faze.
Here. Try and kick this football.
Right.
James Vegan.
Yeah. Mm. Which courthouse was this?
New Haven.
Hmm.
Haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean as a,
as a patron?
Which way do you mean there, Pete?
I've been to all five of those for court cases, actually. I've been to New Haven, Waterbury, Torrington, Bantam.
Oh, you did Bantam. The whole tour.
You and the
Wizard.
What the hell did you do in Bantam? Where was the crime and what did you do to go to Bantam court?
In Bantam, it was a hit and run.
Oh.
Was that with the cop cars?
No, that was New Haven. Oh, that was Waterbury. I had three hit and runs.
There's
in my
more
life.
Than one. Jeez.
Three hit and runs.
Well,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. You're drinking
in his mind.
Yeah. So where did you hit the cop cars in New Haven, right?
Waterbury.
Mm. Oh, I thought it was New Haven.
No, the toy drive one was Waterbury. I hit a car in New Haven that skitters used to have nickel night, and my brother was the DJ.
Yeah.
So you'd go there with $5 and come out like seeing five.
Oh yeah.
And I hit a car because it started snowing. I hit a car, and I took off, and I think, all right, I made it. And I get home, and my Portuguese mother's waiting for me at the door. Get your butt back to New Haven because the cops are waiting for you.
Oh, okay, Ma.
She let you drive
Hang
back?
On, right. Let me put on my Wizinator.
No,
Hold on, Mom. Let me get my Wizinator.
Mom's holding the Wizinator.
Here you go. Don't worry, I washed it.
No, she's like, I don't care how you get there. And I was on the phone with the cop. He's like, you can come tomorrow if you've been drinking.
Ma, you put dishwashing soap in here.